do remember the U.S. premiere of Thriller, and it was definitely a must-see event.
Every household is quiet, waiting for this moment.
I was wondering if he would be my girl.
Oh, Michael.
Everyone was at their television set at 8 o'clock when it premiered on MTV.
Michael just called me. He had been a fan of a picture of mine called American Werewolf in London. He said, can you make me turn into a monster like the guy in Werewolf?
Are you all right?
Get away!
I'm a horror movie buff, so I thought it was great. You know, and John Landis directing it, that was great. Did it scare me? No, it didn't scare me.
Well, it was a groundbreaking video because Michael was the first to take what Hollywood has to offer and use it in a music video. The first guy to do it.
I was talking about spending $500,000, which was unheard of. That's when they spent $15,000-$20,000 for a video.
In order to raise the $500,000, a behind-the-scenes sell-through video, The Making of Thriller, was released.
It sold 1 million copies in the United States and triple that around the world. So it created the home video business. So it had a huge impact.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
Dola Ray, when I cast her, I didn't know she had been a Playboy playmate. I just cast her because she came in and she had that fabulous smile.
You try to scream.
They were showing it on MTV all day and all night long.
And I remember the girl, I'm like, how did she get that part? Why couldn't I get that part? But then when I saw those ugly looking mummies coming out the back, I said it's better that she had that part.
I had people knocking at my door and calling me. I had to move out of my apartment. It was really crazy. I didn't know it was going to be as big as it was.
It was the largest makeup call in history. So we had an army of makeup guys. Thriller's an old-fashioned performance video. What we're watching there aren't flashy camera moves. We're not swooping around. We're watching a performance.
Michael Jackson video, I think, inspired an era of young guys like me. Probably all of them do many videos. And when I would watch videos by Michael Jackson, it always gave me inspiration to take the music that I loved and to show how much I cared about it visually.
By 1984, sales of the Thriller album had reached a staggering 40 million copies worldwide.
Thriller is like the Sgt. Pepper of R&B. Just revolutionized the whole music industry. Certainly was way beyond what we normally were allowed to do in black music.
And it would pick up a record 7 Grammys.
It raised the bar. And in a strange way, it may have raised the bar so high that we've all been chasing that afterwards. Even Michael.
Michael Jackson, the number one artist in the world!
By 1984, Michael Jackson was the most famous man on the planet.
We love him. We all love him. All the kids, the whole family, everybody, we all love him.
We'd be working and Michael would get calls from, you know, Elizabeth Taylor, Fred Astaire. I mean, it was downright bizarre. It was like being with the Pope. I mean, it was so weird.
Michael Jackson is the man of the 80s.
Though he was on top of the world and recognized wherever he went, Michael shunned the limelight.
He very rarely gave interviews, really very, very rarely spoke. And so that added a really a great mysterious quality to him.